Well, Lansing singer, songwriter, musician Alex Mendenhall is back here with us on Live Music Friday. His new CD is called Into the Hinterland. He is preparing for a Saturday, November 5th release show at the Robin Theater in Lansing's Rio Town. Let's hear a track called All My Life.
Hold on, just give me a minute. Well, I don't know if I'm over the limit, but I've got something on my mind. I hope I'm being realistic. Well, it's no good being too optimistic. So would you give me a sign? Oh, what must be something in the way you move that makes me certain it's not to forget everything but you? And what was some say so not so hard to describe? But maybe you're the one thing I've been missing all my life. Oh, my life. Now don't go misunderstanding. Well, on my pose in my dream I was standing. I usually keep it subdued. See, I'm scared you're disappearing. And soon my heart's gonna stop after hearing that you found somebody new. What must be something in the way you move that makes me certain it's not to forget everything but you? And what was sensation not so hard to describe? But maybe you're the one thing I've been missing. My life. Oh, my life. Wait, well, I know this song left to say, and chances are that you don't feel exactly the same way, but I'm laying it all out on the line, 'cause if I miss my chance with you, I know I'll lose my mind. Hey, 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 yeah. What must be something in a way you move makes me certain I start to forget everything but you? And what was sensation not so hard to describe? But maybe you're the one thing I've been missing. Well, baby, you're the one thing I've been missing all my life. My life. Oh, my life. Oh, my life.
Very nice performance. All My Life. Alex Mendenhall of Lansing, singer, songwriter, musician. His new CD is called Into the Hinterland. Welcome back, Alex.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is your third release, Into the Hinterland. The title of the CD, I take it, is pretty significant. You went into the hinterland, beginning so to speak. These were some very well-populated hinterlands, some of them. Tell us about your journey here.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were some very well-populated hinterlands, and there were some
some, New York City, one of them.
New York City was one of them, yeah. There were some more sparsely populated areas, rural Virginia. And so I've gotten lucky to be able to travel all around the East Coast especially. And so this song is about the physical journeying into the hinterlands of some places that I've never been before. But it's also about more of a mental journey into places and in both my sound and life that I'd never explored before.
And this was called the One Track Tour.
That's correct.
7 weeks altogether, New England, Appalachia, the Southeast, and the Midwest. 43 gigs?
Yeah, in 50 days.
23 states. Toronto was on the tour as well. Just broadly, describe the impact that tour had on you.
Yeah, well, you know, I was lucky as a kid to be able to travel a lot around, but I was always with family, and I traveled all this time by myself, and it forces you to kind of put yourself out there more than when you're with other people. And it was definitely something that made me feel both big and small in the world at the same time. It's a good feeling to have.
That's a great way to put it. Was there a single most memorable stop on that tour?
I can't say that there's a single most memorable
one's
moment.
Popping into your head right now.
I spent the night in Plattsburgh, New York, which is right across Lake Champlain from Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. It unbelievably beautiful. And it was an extremely windy day crossing Lake Champlain on the ferry, and the whole ferry was going back and forth, and my truck I thought was gonna roll over. But all that time through all the noise and the waves, there was just this beautiful landscape of mountains and snow, and it was so beautiful.
Vermont in northern New York and far eastern New York, nothing like it. That borderline between Vermont and New York is very, very special. I've been there several times. How does Into the Hinterland compare to other releases? I mean, we're led to believe here you've taken a deeper dive into soul.
That's right.
That's reflected in this CD then?
Yeah, I think with my first two releases, I was really trying to find myself in the music and to try to find my own voice. And I think that I kind of let each song sort of just go whichever direction they wanted. And for the first time with this album, I've really had an idea of the kind of music that I wanted to make. So I think it's focused, and there's a spectrum of music, but I think it's focus all around this idea of soul music, and there's it ranges to some folk stuff, some more cinematic sounds, and then some more Latin-y kinds of things.
I mean,
as well.
You say soul, I immediately think of rhythm. Are these songs more rhythmically driven, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so. I would also say that they're more vocally driven.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Do you sing these? Do you sing these quote soul songs differently than
Absolutely.
You sang earlier?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They definitely. I was sort of focusing more around the folk kinds of things. It just so happens that folk music is a little easier to voice, and it doesn't require as much from you. So it's easier to write in some circumstances. In soul music, there's a lot more happening with the voice, and so it takes some more practice to get yourself up to that point,
It would seem a band, a rhythm section, might help you create a more soulful sound and create something more rhythmically driven. I know you play with other people. You're here solo today. How often do you play solo, and how often do you have bandmates?
Yeah, this is actually, for this show coming up at the Robin Theater, November 5th is the first time that I'm playing my music with a full band, and I'm really excited for it. It's like you said, it's so hard to emote some of the sounds that I want to make with just a guitar and even with the percussion. There's something about having saxophones and bass and keyboards that really bring this album to life.
Alex Mendenhall is our Live Music Friday guest today. He'll put out a new CD called Into the Hinterland with a show November 5th. At the Robin Theater in Lansing. Alex Mendenhall, there's no H at the end of that, by the way, just Mendenhall.com. You're back, you brought your tambourine and your cajon
right,
back, okay, and you play these things with your heels
yeah.
while you're playing. So you don't have a band. You've,
right.
You've kind of got your, you've still got your feet.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get that routine down and become adept at that?
Well, you know, to adapt to things, you have to have hard circumstances, and it's really just so difficult to get along with drummers. It's just easier if you do it yourself. No, I'm joking. It wasn't terrible. It's sort of like marching in place, and I was in marching band, and you've got you know your left foot, my left foot doing the beats 1 and 3, and my right foot doing beats 2 and 4, and I'm just mixed up a little bit from there.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. So many people tap their feet. You've just really leveraged it. That's all you've done.
Right.
Alex Mendenhall performs at the Union Cabaret in Kalamazoo on November 1st, just a few days away, back at the Robin Theater to release the, for the CD release on November 5th. Other November gigs, the Waterfront Bar and Grill in the Lansing City Market and at the Lansing Brewing Company, also a show at Fabiano's Riverhouse Grill in Portland. Silver Bells in the City is on your itinerary,
yeah,
too.
Excited.
November 18th. AlexMendenhall.com. The new one is called Into the Hinterland. Glad you could join us here today on Live Music Friday. Alex Mendenhall plays us out. Go green.
I said I need a little room just to keep my head on straight, keep my mind out of the gloom. Cause I feel restless standing in one place, and I find myself running off to find some space. Hey, hey, hey. The feeling starts in my soul, and before I realize it, I lose all of my control. Some sort of super chronic wanderlust is taking over me and telling me I must. Whoa, I swear I'm not unhappy. It's just something hiding deep inside my personality. Oh, cause these walls make my whole world feel much too small, and I need to follow where my heart will lead. And I know this might sound strange, but today I think I've got to run away. I think I've got to run away. I wanna feel the breezes blow,